This podcast is made possible in part by the South Carolina Governor's School for Science and Mathematics, a Palmetto State STEM high school for academically talented juniors and seniors, offering advanced courses and hands-on research. Now accepting applications at scgssm.org.
Hello, I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Our state's population is increasing with people coming from milder weather and to enjoy beaches and mountains and beautiful country in between. But as fields and woodlands become neighborhoods, our cavity nesting birds are running out of places to have babies. If you can safely leave dead branches or even a dead tree on your property, you could end up with at-risk birds happily cohabitating with you. Woodpeckers can excavate a nesting spot, and that site will then be used by screech owls, kestrels, or more than 50 other cavity nesting birds. If you have a smaller yard, you can put up nesting boxes, not only for birds, but also for the declining but important bats. My hometown of St. Matthews is full of houses for those aerial acrobatic purple martins. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.